Let's talk about this is Virgin Atlantic, of course, run by that charismatic CEO, Richard Branson. Spaceship Two. This is space tourism for civilians, right?
That's right. You know, I was reflecting just about Meredith said about having a good idea and running with it. And you look back at the past decade of what Virgin has done, become Virgin Galactic, and then finally have Spaceship Two now approaching the outer limits of our atmosphere.
What's happening with it?
They are expecting to have their first commercial flight this year. And I think it's kind of interesting that Justin Bieber is one of the first to buy tickets. So we're going to get rid of him one way or the other.
Well, of course, only the Justin Biebers of the world can do this right now. What does it cost to go into space if you're just an average citizen?
It's about $250,000.
Oh, my gosh. And where do you go? Where does the ship go?
It goes up to an altitude of about 62 miles, which is about the edge of our atmosphere. It's not that thick. One of the things students are always surprised is that our atmosphere is like just the thin outer layer of an onion. And at that height, they'll experience weightlessness, see the curvature of the Earth, and, of course, see the stars.
They've been taking bookings for some time. They're going to take private passengers up into space later this year.
That's right.
Correct? And this could also be used, this space plane, for NASA and other purposes.
Right. The commercialization of space flight is going to take some of the routine missions, like servicing the space station, away from NASA and the other industries in the world, so that they can focus once again on space exploration and robotic exploration.
And what does this mean for the momentum here on the First Coast to construct a commercial spaceport out at Cecil, the Cecil Commerce Center on the west side? They want to get into this business too.
I think it's a perfect pair with, NASA's right here in Florida. You think about manned space exploration, you think of Florida. What better place? Now, right now, Virgin is focusing out in Mojave. But I might have high
They're going to take off from the Mojave Desert?
Right now, all the testing and the planning and construction is taking place there.
At what point, Tom, will this become accessible for the average Joe?
The average Joe, or $250,000, becomes maybe $250?
Yeah.
I think we'd be looking at least at 10 years.
But in a way, it's sort of like the early days of commercial air travel, isn't
it? Air travel, or that old horseless carriage,
yeah,
or the steam locomotive. You know, yeah, everything has their first step.
And this is it. It's exciting.
It is. I think, boy, to be a kid today and to see what the next 50, 60 years are going to be like.
Now, speaking of the next 50 or 60 years, for many decades now, there has been a week in February and a day, actually, February 12th, Darwin Day.
Oh, you're going to go there with me this morning.
Now,
huh?
This is in recognition of the birthday of Charles Darwin, the British naturalist, of course, the father of evolution. You wrote about modern evolutionary theory and Darwin in today's Florida Times Union.
Yes, I did. This is Darwin Week. Tomorrow is Darwin Day. Jacksonville University has a whole week of activities focusing on evolutionary theory, from some fun activities to some hosted lectures.
And so tell us what's going to be happening on the JU campus.
Well, tonight there is a lecture series on focuses on the philosophy of science. They have some guest lecturers coming in from all parts of the country. Most of these activities take place at noon and are free to the public. They're available at the Jacksonville University website to get all the details.
Are you going to be speaking?
Will I be speaking? No.
No.
I am not a biologist.
Your eyes are on the skies.
My eyes are on the skies. But, you know, we're all natural philosophers. Then there's nothing wrong. People might say, I'm a physicist. What am I doing writing about this? There's nothing wrong with acknowledging the efforts and accomplishments of the other fields.
But in the meantime, where can people go on the other topic to learn more about spaceflight?
Well, of course, we always go to NASA.gov. Virgin Galactic, of course, has their own website. And I'm really a proponent of space.com and timeanddate.com. Wonderful sites.
Space.com. Who can forget that one?
It's pretty easy, pretty self-explanatory.
Thanks, as always, for being with us.
My pleasure.